those brothers that have come for Salatul Jumu'ah. The walls are not in need of our support, inshallah. If we're young and healthy, requested to come forward, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa Muhammad al-Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kalamihi al-majid ba'd a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الله لما يغضوكم من نعمه وأحبوني بحب الله وأحب أهل بيتي لحبي أخرجه الترمذي وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وحتى يقذف في النار أحب إليه من أن يعود في الكفر بعد إذ نجاه الله منه. But it's a topic that every single one of us needs to understand and comprehend about. And that is the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, in life, if somebody does a favor for you, you will remember them forever. Depending on how big the favor is, the greater the favor, the longer you'll remember. They say, when rubbish hits the fan, oh, a friend in need is a friend indeed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Zat, that being, that's done so much ihsan upon us that we can't even imagine. If today, me and you were to be in some sort of casualty, some sort of difficulty, then that friend who is there for me and you at that time, he is the true friend. Because he is there for me and you. My dear brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always and will be there for us. We do ibadah, we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we put our head down in sajda. And we do so many acts of worship. But why am I doing this? What's the reason? I'm putting my head down in front of Allah, but I don't know who my Allah is. Do we just do it because it's a ritual? Everyone else is doing it, I might as well do it myself. Or am I understanding who I'm standing in front of? That Zat, that being that loves me and you 70 times more than our mothers. That the mother, subhanallah, if she has an only child, and she says, oh my son, you'll see the love and affection within her voice. That if this child of hers, he becomes ill, headache, stomach problems, fever, the mother cannot go to sleep until her child is at rest. My dear brothers and elders, understand, Allah Ta'ala is more loving than this mother of ours. That, subhanallah, when it comes into this world, when it comes to this world, and the big people of society, if you want to reach them, it becomes very, very difficult. You want to reach your local MP, you want to reach the mayor, you want to get in contact with even the imams up sometimes, or the masjid management. And they say, we're busy. My dear brothers, Malikul Muluk, the king of all kings, the one wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, the one who is in power of everything. He is ready. When is my banda ready to come to me so I can embrace him? Come to me walking, I'll come to you running. Come to me a hand's length, I come to you a arm's length. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you say, Ya Rabbi. Allah replies, Kya hai mere banda? What is it, Ya Abdi? What is it, my slave? What do you want? Unfortunately today, my dear brothers, we are doing our ibadah like parrot fashion. And it's ritual and we don't know what we're doing. Build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because my Allah ta'ala, He calls out to me and you in the Quran. Ya ayyuhal insan. Ya ayyuhal insan. Ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Oh insan. Oh feeble man. What is it that is deceiving you from your merciful Lord? Zara batao mujhe, kya hai? Is it your wealth? Is it your family? Is it your car? Is it your million-pound business? Batao mujhe, kya hai? Kis cheez ne tumko dhoka mein dala hai? What is it that deceives you from your merciful Lord? Ajeeb, my brothers, alladhi khalaqaka. That Zat that created you. فَسَوَّاكَ And He fashioned you. Allah is calling out, my dear brothers. And we have to understand, my brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, dear youngsters, that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't going to come just by talking. But we actually have to put into action. Many of us, we claim we love Allah, we love His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But is it according, is our actions in according to that statement? This is why a person needs to take some time out on a daily basis and spend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in this world, with our beloveds, whether it be our spouses, or whether it be with our children, or whether it be with our friends, when it comes to this so-called love of the dunya, we look for secrecy, we look for time alone, what we call quality time. But when it comes to our Allah, what actual time are we giving? Is it just quickly 5 minutes, do my Allahu Akbar, do my sajda, do my ruku, and that's it? Or am I truly understanding that I am standing in front of that creator of mine? I am standing in front of that being who I will have to return back to one day. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and verily we'll have to return to Him. And this statement of inna lillahi, we say it at the time of janazah. We say it at the time of misfortune. But have I truly pondered over what does inna lillah mean? I belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I belong to Allah. If I belong to Allah, I am Allah's belonging. So, and in this world, my dear brothers, if me and you, we have something that belongs to me and you. For example, this jubba that we're wearing, this clothes that we're wearing on our bodies, it belongs to us. Can this jubba, can this thobe, can this cloth of ours ever retaliate that you can't wear me today, you can't put me on today, you're not allowed? No, because it belongs to me. I can do whatever I want with this. If I want to wear it, I'll wear it. If I want to rip it, I'll rip it. If I want to burn it, I'll burn it. If I want to hang it up, I'll hang it up. Why? Because it belongs to me. My dear brothers, who do we belong to? Allah. But unfortunately today, us belonging to Allah, we retaliate. Allah Ta'ala tells us, don't look at that. We look at it. Allah Ta'ala tells us, don't listen to it. We listen to it. Allah Ta'ala says, don't eat it. We still eat it. Allah Ta'ala says, do this. We don't do it. Understand, my dear brothers, understand that we'll have to return back to Him one day. From now, make tawbah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sulah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say we are lovers of Allah is very easy. But now we have to make action. And the month of Rabi'ul Awwal is not too far away from us. And what will happen in this month, ajeeb, that we claim we love Allah, and we claim we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala mentions, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to the people, if you really want to love Allah, then you have to follow my ways. And who ways? The ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today when it comes to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we ask Mawlana, we ask Imam Sahib, Mawlana Imam, is it sunnah or is it fard? Is it sunnah or is it fard? Today we ask Imam, is it sunnah, is it fard? Why? Because if it's sunnah, I can leave it out. It's an option. It's an option. Agar karto to achcha hai. Agar nahi karto, koi baat nahi. This statement, my brothers, is a very dangerous statement. We have to build the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not just on our tongues. Kuch log kehte hain, mere dil ke andar nabi nabi, lekin hafta mein padte namaz kabhi kabhi, nabi ke naam sunkar joom jate hain, nabi ke hukum sunkar ghoom jate hain. Many individuals, they claim they love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they hear the name of Rasulullah, they get ecstatic, they get excited. But when they come to the salah, nowhere to be seen. They say, oh, I have my own ways of doing ibadah. I have my own way of doing ibadah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, grow out a beard. Where are we? We say, Islam is in my heart. My brothers, what is in the heart needs to be manifested in the actions. So we make tawbah today. We make tawbah today. Build the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our children. This holiday time, it's an opportunity, ya ikhwan, that you build this love for Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within our children. We come to the imams with complaints that my child is like this, he doesn't listen to me, he doesn't come masjid. When was the last time we instilled the love of Allah? We're always talking about Jahannam. We're always being pessimistic. We now have to give talks of the love of Allah, the rahmah of Allah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقَنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Ajib. Allah Ta'ala calls out. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to my slaves, mere bandon ko tum keh dijiye, say to my slaves, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala is not talking to the one who is in tahajjud. Allah Ta'ala is not talking to one who is in tilawa. Allah Ta'ala is talking to the sinners. Gunagaro ke saath Allah Ta'ala baat kar rahe hai. Ke la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, we have to be individuals who talk about the mercy, talk about the rahmah. We are living in difficult times today. People are going further and further away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's about time we start showing glad tidings. Bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Give glad tidings. Do not make people despondent and make the deen easy. Do not make it hard. Come back to your Allah. Turn back to Him once, He is willing to forgive you. From this khutbah, from this talk today, I want you brothers just to take one thing. Just one thing. Build a relationship with your Allah. Build a relationship. Who makes niyyah that for kam se kam, minimum daily, I'll take about 10 to 15 minutes just to reflect and talk to my Allah. Who does this inshallah? Everyone make niyyah inshallah. Because it's a right of Allah, my brothers. This ibadah that we do, it shouldn't just be actions. What did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam when he came to him and said, Mal ihsan? What is ihsan? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, An ta'buda Allah ka'annaka tara fa'in lam takun fa'innahu yaraak. Worship your Allah as if you can see him, and if you cannot, then verily he can see you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us his love, ameen ya rabbal alameen. And give us the ability to truly love him, ameen ya rabbal alameen. And make us from the people of Jannah, ameen. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a few announcements I've been requested to make for a few brothers. So please listen up inshallah. So the first is dua for brother Abdul Ghafoor from Dunbrook area. He is in hospital. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa kamila. Dua for Mrs. Khan, who passed away in Pakistan yesterday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her jannatul firdaus. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brother Jalaluddin Muhammad, he's a regular musalli. Brother Taha, who's a regular musalli. His brother Jalaluddin passed away yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant him jannatul firdaus and grant the family sabr jameel. Muhammad Rashid's mum, she has also passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus. Brother Shariyar Rizwan, he had an accident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a speedy recovery. And so all these peoples, my dear brothers, that have requested for du'as, you know, whether they are ill, whether they are passed away, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them ease and comfort, whether they're in this world or in the hereafter. Ameen. Wa akhir da'an alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan wa ahsanul jazak.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي ملأ قلوب أوليائه بنور حبه وشوق لقائه أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له المتفرد بجلاله وجماله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الهادي إلى منهاج وصاله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان اعلموا أن من آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية إصلاح الجنان باستخلاصه من حبه من حب ما سوى الله وتنويره بحب الله فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وحتى يقذف في النار أحب إليه من أن يعود في الكفر بعد إذ نجاه الله منه ولا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين رواه أحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أحبوا الله لما يغذوكم من نعمه وأحبوني بحب الله وأحب أهل بيتي لحبي أخرجه الترمذي أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا، رضي الله عنهما. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين بالإمام ذي القوة القاهرة والسلطة الظاهرة على كفرة الباغية. واغفر اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن وفي الهند وفي بورما وفي الكشمير وفي كل بلاد المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سووا صفوفكم واعتدلوا، وتراصوا يكم الصف الأول وصدوا الخلل. Brothers are requested to straighten the rows and show all the gaps are filled in. And please make sure your mobile phones are switched off or put on silent. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسنك للنسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم آمين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الدين ربنا لا تذق قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا جميعا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا جميعا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة اللهم انصر إخواننا في السودان اللهم انصر إخواننا في كشمير وفي كل بلاد المسلمين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين